Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Jerry Abbey's podcast, and I'm your host for today. The name is Spade. Let's call it Spade is Spade. Hey! Wana, wana, wana! So today, I'm going to be taking you on a brief journey and building your personal finance life, building your personal finances, whichever way you want to take it. And sit back and enjoy the ride. Please, if you're yet to subscribe to this podcast, please do, so you could get updates of our shows and more episodes as they get released, so you won't be left out.
Hey y'all, come look at this.
All right, now to build an efficient personal finance life, or to build your personal finances properly, you need to understand that you should be able to budget, which is planning. Do your budget, plan properly, prepare emergency funds, and invest, and also build a proper savings culture. So I'm going to be with you briefly for these four things. So now let's start with budgeting or planning. So budgeting is just you preparing for a long-term activity or a short-term activity. As a person, you know how much you earn per month, per year. That's if you're working class or if you're a business person, you know how much you make daily from your business, even from other gigs and jobs as a freelance person. So why don't you do this at the beginning of the month? Know how much that is going to come into your account. You know it. So from there, if you're earning, going to make 100,000 a month, I'm just going to use that as an example. If you're going to make 100,000 a month, your income is 100,000. You need to plan for your wants, your needs, whatever need that may arise. And also while planning, you need to also plan for your savings, for your emergency fund, and also for your investments if you plan. So you could decide, okay, out of 100,000, 40,000 is going to take care of all my wants, all my needs, all those outings, my feeding, my bills, and everything. 30,000 is going to take care of my investments. 20,000 is going to take care of my savings. And 10,000 is going to take care of my emergency funds. Yes, your 100,000 is complete. Now, the 40,000, what exactly are you going to spend? What? Your chilling, your flexing, your bills, your feeding. Break it down. Don't just lump it up. Break it down that, okay, this and this and this and this is what I plan to spend on so item for the months. You break it down. Then your investment, you know what you're investing in. Take it there and go and invest. Emergency funds, keep it though. Nobody's wishing for bad things to happen. Nobody wants any bad things to happen to them, but it's inevitable. I'm not saying it's not inevitable, but there could be something. Or if you get a call from home, you're still running helter-skelter trying to figure who's going to give you money. Oh, okay, please, you need to. Okay, I have such amount of my emergency fund. You pull it out and you give it to them. This saves you the stress of having to figure who's going to borrow you money. Like, I don't know, it doesn't really get comfortable when you have to start thinking of how to lend money from others and everything. You have to start thinking of, oh, who's going to borrow me money? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? Oh, if you have your emergency funds, they start saving. I hear people say, now poor man, they save. My dear, even the rich men save. They don't just invest every single thing that they have. They have investment, yes, but they also have savings. If the investment fails, like I said, nobody's wishing for anything bad to happen, but let's be realistic. Not all investments are going to come out 100% fruitful. And you might not get 100% returns on your investment. You might get 80. And you might have other things to take care of without returns on your investment. So your savings is there to help you. It might be a long-term savings or a short-term savings. Like, you might be saving for your retirement. That, okay, I don't want any stress again. You might be investing for your retirement also that... let my money work for me. So you have to do that. So that's why you need to budget and plan and all that. Then let's talk about building an emergency fund. It's very important for one to build an emergency fund. If you fall sick now, I don't think everybody plans in their budget or in their mind that I'm going to visit the hospital so day. If you're sick and you need to visit the hospital and you have locked up all your funds for a particular item, what's going to come true for you? Your emergency fund. That emergency fund, you pull it out, go to the hospital, take care of your health, and you're okay. You don't need to start borrowing from somebody, or you have to start thinking of removing the money for your feeding for a week. Nah, I'm going to guide you to take care of the hospital. You're going to starve that week, or you won't have any savings. So it's very important for one to build, to have that. Just keep it aside. I'm not saying you should spend it if the emergency does not come up. Still keep it. It's going to come true for you one day, even when you least expect it. Then let's talk about investments. Like, I don't know what you want to invest in. I cannot advise anyone on what to invest in, but you might be planning to invest for a long term of what your short-term investments would be like. If you're going to say short-term investments, no short-term investment is meant to exceed a year. So whatever you're investing in, expect it to see your money back and your profits in a year's time. Your long-term could be from 2 years and above. You might be investing to win that 60 years or something, and you can get your return on investments and your original investment back into your account. So it's like a side hustle for you. So try to invest in something that you know is legit and one day will not run away, not disappear. Then start saving. It's very important. I think it's important to say, like I said, the day that poor man they save. Poor man, rich man too, they save. Nobody puts all their eggs in one basket. Short term savings also. It can be more than a year. Maybe you're saving for your rent, you're saving for a car, you're saving for your wedding, you're saving for your birthday, you're saving to get yourself a gift. But you're saving to those who date in December. That's short term. Your long term savings, like till whenever. You don't want to touch that money. The money is just going to be there. You keep pumping the money, I keep it. Even if it's 20,000 or 30,000, you're just putting it monthly. And you're not going to touch it probably after 5 years. And at the end of the day, that money can also become another investment for you. She says, so it's a win-win on both the side of the investment and the side of the savings. So I think building a proper savings culture, investing, building your emergency fund and budgeting is very important. So how do you want to do these things? So if you put, like I did the example of 100,000, 40, 30, 20 and 10. You can decide to come up with your own 50, 30, 10, 10. Or if I say 75, like whichever works for you. You know your wants. You know how much is going to cater for your wants on a monthly basis and on a yearly basis. So if you want to decide to sacrifice some things from those your wants and turn them to savings, fine. Then decide to take care of your entire wants. Keep the money aside. Exclude it from the money that is meant for your savings and everything. Then your savings, have where you keep it. At least thank God for technology. We have piggy banks, we have carry rise. And some banks also will help you have this adjust thing in their mobile app, so you can easily make do your savings and all that. So it's very easy, whatever works for you. I give example 40 30 20 10. So build your own. I'm not saying you should use that, but build your own. Do whatever works best for you, as long as you're not going to, it's always backfire. So at least if you're able to do this, borrowing is going to be last option for you. At least you're covered on all fronts. And if your wants exceed a particular amount for that month, your emergency fund can come through for you the following month. Or if you spend less, at least you can still save it, I think. And if you want to ever have to exceed your want, the next option for you, the next money for you to rely on should be your emergency fund. And after your emergency funds, if it's not enough, you can decide to touch your savings. Not all. If your savings is not enough, then you can go for the return on your investment. That's the money you gained from the investment. You can ask for it wherever you're investing from and still leave your investment. If you're going to withdraw your entire investment, then you're going to have to start all over again. Also, for all this to be effective, it's very important to be disciplined. Like, if you're not disciplined, if you're not trying to stay focused, it's going to be really, really hard. Like, oh, I'm going to make sure I don't touch my savings. Because I know people talk about, you save today, tomorrow you don't go withdraw. Like, if you're disciplined, I don't see the need of you having to go to your savings or your emergency funds the next day. So discipline helps you to stay focused. Yes, being disciplined helps you to stay focused. At the end of the day, if you keep this culture of planning your investments, your emergency funds, your savings, it gets to a point, especially your investments, your money begins to work for you. Like, you might not even have to rely so much on your job or your primary source of income. Your investments keeps growing and your return on investment keeps getting large. So it might get to a point you won't even have to work too hard, but you see money coming to you easily. That's the joy of everything. All these things come to you easily because you have been planning, you've made the sacrifice of having to invest. I'm not saying it's going to come now or maybe sharp kind of thing. It's going to come with time. It comes gradually. You just see your portfolio growing, your money is growing, the amount that comes to you on a monthly basis keeps increasing by a certain percentage. So try trying to be disciplined is actually very, very, very important. So
yes,
that's important.
I don't really have much to say. This is all I'm going to say on how to build your personal finance life or building your personal finances. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. And again, if you're yet to subscribe, please do follow. If you like this podcast, please let us know. Thank you so much and bye.